Hello, Zanzi. Welcome to episode 412 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masua, and I'm your host for this episode, powered by AgriSA Enterprises. Now, we've sadly come to the end of a 12-episode series on AgriSA Enterprises and the amazing work that they are doing and have been doing in rural areas within KZN in other parts of the country as well. And over the past few months, we've been looking deep inside their dynamic initiatives, groundbreaking programs, and transformative projects that are, of course, all aimed at elevating the socioeconomic landscape of the rural communities they touch. Listen, if you haven't been able to follow all the episodes, it's okay. Do yourself a favor and visit our website, www.foodformzanzi.co.za, and type in AgriSA Enterprises in the search tab. You'll definitely be inspired by the specialized interventions, the training, the mentorship, and market access opportunities that they, along with other key stakeholders, have exposed rural communities to. Now, to end it off all on a sweet note, we hear from another participant to hear how the program has contributed to his farming development and success. Buthlala Tshabalala, a passionate farmer and one of the beneficiaries of the Nedbank Agribusiness Incubator Program, shares his journey in agriculture from his farming background to his motivations for staying committed to the industry through his participation in the Nedbank Agribusiness Program. He also highlights specific examples of how the program has positively impacted his farming practices and business growth, including overcoming challenges he faced prior to joining. That and more. I'm joined by Buthlala Tshabalala. Welcome to Farmers Inside Track.
Thank you, Duncan, for welcoming me. It's an honor to be part of this show.
That's definitely great having you with us. Tell me quickly, what corner of the beautiful country are you joining us from?
I'm a farmer in the Northwest, and I farm on a village called Driehoek.
I've been to your province recently, and it's absolutely amazing what farmers are able to achieve in those conditions. It's not an easy area to farm in. Tell me a bit about your farming background. Where did it all start for you?
After school, after I matriculated, I studied electrical engineering. I did theory on electrical engineering and fitting and turning. And later, after I've completed my theories, I applied for apprenticeships from our local mining industry. But with no response from them, I ended up joining my dad on the farming business, because with the high unemployment rate in this country and with time not being on one side, I had to make other life choices and venture into a different route. So I ended up joining my dad on the farming business.
What has been your motivation to stay in the Nedbank Agribusiness Incubator Program? Because you are, of course, part of that program. Tell me a bit about that.
Passion and goal setting is what has motivated me to stay positive in the farming industry. I am currently leasing land on communal land, and I would later like to purchase my own farm so that I can do my activities on my own farm. The farming circumstances or the environment within which I run my day-to-day activities, they have often made me want to give up because they were not as favorable as I would have loved them to be if I was on my own farm. So I tried to improvise and make no excuses. I made the circumstances work out just as I want them to be. I am currently in a farmer development program with NWK, which is led by one of the best agriculturists, Mr. Leonard Tapati. I'm also a member of Grain SA, and Doi van der Westhuizen is my mentor. I'm also in the Nedbank Agribusiness Incubator Program, which has come with a great significant change in my business, as it not only lends me money, but also offers good advisory mentors, such as Mr. David Whitfield, And they also go as far as offer us online courses, which do come in very handy within our business as one gains more knowledge to apply within the running of the business. All the ideas put together by this team and myself is what helps me to make a success in my business and reach goals set and dreams for the future.
Even despite all the challenges that comes with farming on communal land, because I know it's not easy, that you haven't given up and that you're still pushing forward. Can you share some specific examples of how this program have impacted overall business?
The Agribusiness Incubator Program has really come with a major relief of my back with the funding I got from them, as I was able to buy more production inputs and expand more on hectarages, which then helped me to be able to buy my own combine harvester. I used to hire harvesters from other farmers, which came a bit expensive. So this incubator program has really helped me a lot by giving me that relief.
That definitely sounds amazing. Motlhale, what were some of the challenges you faced before joining the Nedbank Agribusiness Incubator Program? Take me through that.
One of the challenges was with the conception rate or results I got within my cattle head. I would often find that there were about 15 to 20% females that did not get pregnant the whole year. But with the advice I got from David Whitfield, my agribusiness incubator mentor, and the My Life online courses I did, I managed to improve the situation within my cattle head.
Wow, that's definitely impressive. Would you say, as a young person in agriculture, what are some of the misconceptions about youth in farming? And how has the Nedbank Agribusiness Incubator Program sort of helped you in breaking some of those stereotypes?
For many years, farming has been considered as a failure amongst our black farmers, especially on the grain production side. This has created many uncertainties about the career choice that I chose. I only later realized that it's those that don't seek proper advice from experts to improve their farming practices that make it seem like a black person cannot farm successfully. It takes one season that which was not properly planned for to crush a farmer. So every piece of advice or info you might come across is very crucial. The Agribusiness Incubator Program has helped me a lot by helping me to apply techniques to better my business. By the time I started my farming career in 2013, when I ventured into the grain production side, when I started on the communal land, there was this perception that old farmers, in actual fact, that they had, that one could not do crop rotations there. They only planted sunflower and they could not do crop rotations because of theft. But then myself and my other counterparts, young farmers as myself on the communal land, we came together and we spoke about this situation of only planting one crop such as sunflower. We ended up talking that how can we change this situation, and with different ideas from other farmers, young farmers, we decided that we are gonna plant other crops such as maize and dry beans also, so that we can do a crop rotation on the soil. We only needed to sit together to bring our heads together, try to improvise on coming over this uphill that we had, that we could only plant sunflower on the communal land and not do crop rotations.
I mean, there's definitely power in collaborating and taking hands with other farmers, and that's definitely what I hear from your story. How has the My Life online platform complemented your learning and development as a farmer?
My Life online learning platform has really come in handy within my development as a farmer, because the courses that they've offered give you more clarity on how to ensure the smooth sailing of your operations on the farm. as the platform also offers videos to show you physical demonstrations on how to apply knowledge physically.
That's fantastic. Can you describe any specific modules or resources from MyLife that have been particularly beneficial for you?
I found all the modules very beneficial to me as they will help me make better and informed decisions for my succession plan. But the most favorite ones that have come in very handy to me as I work with them on a daily basis are the course of animal production, primary care, artificial insemination, beef production, which entails health of the head, management of the head, and nutrition of the head. The other course is boar goat production. The other course is business planning. The other course that I found very interesting is financial planning, grain production series, and lastly, soil as a growth medium.
Sure, how fantastic is it that a program like this is able to expose you to different skills that you need as a farmer in order to run a successful farm? But Lale, with the Agribusiness Incubator continuing into its second year, what are your goals and what do you hope to achieve?
One of my biggest dreams I want to achieve is being able to purchase a farm which I will one day call my own. I've started by setting a time frame for myself for a certain number of years by buying shares with NWK every year after harvest, which I can then use as a collateral one day when I'm ready to finance a farm of my choice. With the agribusiness continuing into the second phase, I hope that they will offer one soft loans so that one can invest more in advanced and reliable machinery, as this will enable one to expand with no fear on production. This way, one will be able to achieve their dream quicker. The incubator program should also keep on offering mentorships and more online courses so that one can keep on thriving through these difficult, tough years.
Thanks, Butlale Chabalala. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodfromzanzi.co.za. And that's how we wrap up a series. Join us again next time and be sure to follow AgriSA Enterprises to stay up to date with their latest initiatives and offerings. And of course, as always, remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food from Zanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans, though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Food from Zanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.